This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Markets closed higher in Europe despite protests that have erupted again around Greece before a critical vote in Parliament. The votes to pass a new austerity package there are reportedly peeling off, which makes for a very uncertain situation. Mark Lowen is the BBC's correspondent in Athens, and he's with me now. Hello, Mark.
Thanks, Jeff.
So tell me about the protests first. How worked up are they across Greece today?
Well, I have to say that today was actually the smallest and quietest demonstration that I can remember in Athens for many months. It was still several thousand strong, but usually what you have in these demonstrations is that once they arrive at Syntagma Square, the central square in Athens outside Parliament, there are clashes with the police, there are petrol bombs and tear gas, but actually today, none of that at all. Now, that belies the fact that actually they're all frankly furious about the next wave of spending cuts to come, this package of 13.5 billion euros, which will be voted through Parliament on Wednesday night. And in a country in which one in four people are now out of work, this nation really believes that they simply can't take any more.
What is it that hangs so critically on this austerity package getting through Parliament?
Well, it's really whether or not Greece can stay afloat, because remember, this country depends on huge international bailouts worth 240 billion euros. And in return for that money, the country must make very, very painful spending cuts. Now, if Greece does not vote through the austerity package tomorrow, Wednesday evening, and then the budget on Sunday, it won't get the next slice of its bailout. And the Prime Minister says that without that bailout money, Greece would go bankrupt. So really, it is a very, very vital vote indeed, and it hangs by a thread because the third party in the three-party coalition says it will not back the austerity package because it objects to some cuts in the labour market. However, it is still expected just to scrape through by a handful of votes, perhaps a smaller majority as 4 or 5 MPs.
If it does pass, what are the effects that people are so fearful of?
Well, the retirement age is set to rise from 65 to 67. There will be massive cuts to pensions, the fifth consecutive cut to pensions of between 5 and 15% per person. Public sector salaries will be cut, healthcare spending slashed, and benefits as well. And so really a huge package of savings. And that, of course, comes on top of very, very swingeing cuts that the Greek people have gone through over the last couple of years. And so people here now are pretty desperate.
An update from the BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.